In 1949, journalist and historian Carrie McWilliams wrote this about farm workers in California. The farm labor problem is the cancer which lies beneath the beauty, richness, and fertility of the Central Valley. More than 50 years later, McWilliams would probably come to the same conclusion. By the most conservative estimates, half the valley's farm laborers are illegal immigrants. They work at the behest of farm labor contractors and growers who often take advantage of their illegal status. In the final installment of our series on the Central Valley, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on the working relationships underlying California's $27 billion a year agriculture industry.
As the morning sun begins casting shadows along endless rows of grapevines, Dolores Enriquez opens her cell phone and starts punching numbers.
¿Estás dormido? ¿No sabes si quieren venir a rolear?
58-year-old Enriquez is a farm labor contractor. It's her job to recruit enough workers to come out this morning and work on these 2,500 acres of California grapes for wine and raisins.
Yeah, he's coming. Till about 9, he should be here.
The grapes were harvested 2 weeks ago, and they've been left drying in the hot sun on paper trays. Now Enriquez needs workers to roll the paper trays in tidy bundles so another crew can come by in a few days and pick up the raisins. Rolling raisin trays is backbreaking, solitary work. In one row of vines, there can be 500 or 600 trays to roll. At this ranch in the Central Valley, near Fresno, workers will earn 20 cents per tray. Alfredo Ruiz and his wife are the first workers to arrive. He's already worked the night shift as a tractor driver harvesting wine grapes. Still, he wants to put in another few hours in the raisin fields this morning. He tells Enriquez he might pick up an extra $60 or $70 he would never earn in Mexico.
Because he says that, sure, the job here is harder than over there, but they pay better over here. And he wants to buy his home, his ranch, whatever, in Mexico, and that he wants to better himself over there.
Ruiz's dream of making a better life is in large measure in the hands of Dolores Enriquez. As a farm labor contractor, she's the intermediary between the worker and the grower. It's a system that creates dubious and vague lines of responsibility over how these workers get paid, whether they get paid at all, or even who is liable if a worker gets hurt. And it's a system that creates an underclass of low-skilled workers who have little chance of improving their lives. Out on another ranch near Fresno, work has slowed in the hot afternoon sun. Farm labor advocate Efraim Camacho is talking with Arnulfo Lopez, a Mixtec Indian from Mexico who has been laboring in the Central Valley for 20 years. Name any crop, Lopez has seen it, and he's picked it. But he explains, as Camacho translates, there's one thing he says he's never seen.
Pues los humilla, los explota, eso es. Porque no puedo hablar bien ni,
in other words, I've never seen a good contractor. The labor contractors humiliate the workers. They mistreat the workers. There's always problems with labor contractors. I've never seen an honest contractor.
Lopez says he's heard the complaints of literally hundreds of other farm workers throughout the 400-mile-long valley. On a payday, a contractor promises to pay tomorrow or says the checks haven't been issued yet. If a worker complains, he says, the worker is fired.
Entonces ya cuando llega la gente por su cheque, si lo despidió ya no le dio trabajo, llega la gente.
So then the worker arrives for his check on payday and notices many times where there's missing hours or missing boxes, missing money on their check, and they'll tell the labor contractor, "Hey, I'm missing $50, $60 on my check." And the labor contractor's response will be, "That's all I owe you and that's all I'm going to pay you." So then many times workers accept the check with less money.
Growers in the Central Valley say the contracting system may have a few bad apples, but it works because it saves them time and money. Paul Betancourt grows cotton and almonds in Kerman, California, about 20 minutes west of Fresno. As he watches his crew spray weed killer in his almond orchard, Betancourt says the growers need a temporary but reliable pool of laborers, and that a farm worker's best chance of being employed year-round is to be hooked up with a contractor.
I can't provide year-round labor for more than four guys. Now, for a couple weeks each spring, I need a couple dozen guys to come out on a weeding crew. For them to come find me or me to come find them would take an inordinate amount of time and would be very inefficient.
California growers complain that they are the ones being squeezed by volatile commodity prices in the global marketplace. That means when the grower faces a cash crunch, the impact is felt down the line. Farm labor contractor Dolores Enriquez says she's had to delay paychecks when a grower either couldn't or wouldn't pay her on time.
If they don't pay, we have to pay the people. So they can break us. Some ranchers can break a contractor. Because I've had ranchers that owe me up to 20, 30, 40,000, and they take about 3 months to pay. You know, a rancher that pays, you stay there.
For the past 15 years, Enriquez has stayed working at the ranch of Jean Hardy, a 71-year-old widow who began farming more than a half century ago. Hardy says she relies on Enriquez to find her workers.
Some of them are not legal. We know that. But as farmers, we don't know if the paperwork they give us is legal. If they come in and they bring me papers, that's what I go by.
And Hardy says she knows some growers in the valley who take advantage of their workers' illegal status.
We have a friend. He used to be a friend. I guess he still is. He's a neighbor. And there was a time that he had a whole crew picking grapes. And right at the time payday came, he called the Border Patrol.
Critics of the contractor system say the abuses can lead to even more immediate and tragic consequences, such as what happened 3 years ago at a dusty crossroads called Five Points. 15 farm workers had finished the night shift harvesting tomatoes when they crammed into a Dodge van. The workers sat on unbolted wooden benches with no seat belts. As a van hurtled down a country road at dawn, the unlicensed driver didn't see a tractor trailer pulling a U-turn until it was too late.
I looked inside the van and you see it's kind of weird because everybody's pushed up right up in the front. After that, they're just pulling them out one by one, you know, sliding them out. They're all dead.
13 people were killed instantly. The accident made headlines not only in California, but also across the nation and in Mexico. Attorney Robert Perez, representing the survivors and the victims' families, says the circumstances in this case were similar to other farm worker van accidents he sees every year. Perez says growers usually avoid responsibility in these cases.
If there's an accident, if someone gets hurt, well, it's the labor contractor's responsibility. If there are inhumane conditions, well, I don't know anything about that. That's not my job. That's not my concern. I hired a labor contractor to deal with that. Go deal with the labor contractor.
The grower and labor contractor argued that under California law, an employer is not liable for a worker's injuries suffered in commuting to and from work. But in this case, Perez argued that since the labor contractor forced the workers to pay for van rides to work, the rides were part of the job. Administrative law judge Stephen Webster ruled this year that the labor contractor was liable for the workers' deaths. And he went a step further. He ruled that the grower was also liable because on that day, he actually supervised the workers provided by the contractor.
This is the first time in California history in which a grower has been found responsible for injuries to farm workers when the grower has hired a labor contractor.
Farm workers received other good news this fall when California Governor Gray Davis signed a bill that requires mediation of farm labor union disputes. But the message from Sacramento was mixed. Davis also vetoed a bill prompted by the van accident that would have banned contractors from charging farm workers for transportation or cashing their paychecks. California historian Kerry McWilliams summed it up 53 years ago. He wrote, "The farm labor problem has become a part of the state's economy. Nowadays, the problem is thoroughly understood, and the facts are notorious. But nothing approximating a solution has been achieved." Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Fresno, California.
All four parts of our Central Valley series are on our website, npr.org.